Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad, Arnold Pollat. I hope you have a great 2026. Happy New Year. There's a lot going on in the news. A lot of it is not great. But today we're going to focus on Stranger Things. Yeah, the show. And warning, this episode has spoilers for the finale of Stranger Things. So if you haven't seen it and you want to see it, then maybe come back to this episode after you've watched it, because we're going to get into some spoilers, talking about something very specific, a very key plot point. First of all, just to quickly recap, things are really going well on the Fox Nomad side. We've got a couple of new videos up on YouTube. I'm really excited for the content coming up, especially in the near term. So please check it out. If you're not already subscribed on YouTube, yeah, give it a shot. And if you're not already a member, consider becoming a member. It helps support the show, and you also get a lot of bonus content from this podcast. So there is some bonus content, bonus videos that will be up, that are up right now, and that will continue to be uploaded over the year. There's some changes coming up to the podcast, but we'll get into that in a future episode. So now, this is your final spoiler warning for Stranger Things, the final episode. And no, this is not a sci-fi, well, kind of. We do have some sci-fi on here, but this is not about the plot. This is about Eleven, the character, and where did she actually go in the Stranger Things finale. So if you watch the Stranger Things finale, you know at the end, Mike, when they're all around the table playing Dungeons and Dragons for the final time on the show, at least, he comes up with the story that Eleven goes to a place that has three waterfalls, and then they cut to shots with Eleven walking on this beautiful, really beautiful landscape. It's pretty rugged, and she walks and she sees two waterfalls there, not three, but we're going to get into that. And so a lot of people were wondering where this is, and of course the OG, my origin roots people, travel bloggers, figured it out in like 5 seconds, and there are travel blog articles about this everywhere. I highly recommend you check those out. In fact, whenever you do a travel search, just type in travel blog after it, and you'll get past all that AI slop. You'll get some really, really good human-made information that is just better than the summary that you'll get from AI. I highly recommend it. Travel bloggers are generally very nice people, so you can even just write them like, hey, I'm planning, I saw this article about this place on your blog. Do you have any other information? They will most likely gladly write you for free. And so it's very nice. And so they figured out that this place is in Iceland. So somehow Eleven, potentially, we don't know if she's dead or not. They did leave that up in the air. If you ask me, she's very much alive. That's my thought on it. But somehow from Hawkins, Indiana, she got to Iceland. And this is a real place. The waterfalls were not, you know, CG'd in there. They're not graphics. They're actually a place where there are two waterfalls, and we'll talk about the third one. So this is a place in Ireland that you can, in Iceland. It's, look, I'm recording this pretty early, okay? In Iceland, it is about an hour and 50 minute drive from the capital, Reykjavik. It is called, I'm going to listen to it again because I can never pronounce it, Fjörðardalur. This is the name of the place. It has a lot of weird characters in the spelling of the name, but I'm gonna listen to it again, then I'm gonna say it. So Fjörðardalur. Now, this is a place that is beautiful. It has these two waterfalls in the Fjörðar Valley in Iceland. It is in between two mountains and it overlooks this huge valley. It's absolutely gorgeous. You can go here. You can rent a car when you're in Reykjavik and you can drive about an hour and 50 minutes. It's open year round. Now, in Iceland, the weather is not great, period. The weather is not good, period, but especially in winter, it can be difficult. But you can rent a 4x4, and you can go to see these waterfalls. They are absolutely beautiful in a valley there in between two mountains. So you can see them near the Burrell Mountain and go and visit. Now, talking about this place, Stranger Things, you can imagine this place has gotten pretty popular. A lot of Google searches for it because 34.5 million people streamed the Stranger Things finale. At least this is as of last week. So a lot more people have probably seen it. And we talk about these waterfalls. So These are two waterfalls. It's Haifosh and Grani. These are the name of the two waterfalls. They are in sort of the, like, if you look, imagine, you know, Iceland as an oval, like the island is sort of an oval, and Reykjavik is kind of in the right, lower right corner, not lower right, but a little bit, let's say, on the right side, and then a little bit down, that's Reykjavik. So then if you just go basically an hour and 50 minutes inland from there, you go east, then you will run into these waterfalls. They are about 120 meters high. So the view that you see with 11, that is an actual vantage point from this site. They did go on location to film there. It is between the routes in Iceland of Route 32 and Route 26. It is strongly recommended that you get a 4x4 vehicle. Part of the path is unpaved. It is rocky and it's often muddy. Like I said, the weather is not great in Iceland. And if you go in the winter, it's going to be snowy and icy most likely. Then when you get to the parking area, it will take you about 10 to 20. I'd lean it more toward 20 minutes. You're going to be trekking uphill for about 20 minutes to get there. So you make sure that you have good hiking boots, good, you know, clothes for the elements. Make sure that you have a jacket for the rain. I'd recommend, at least if you're going by yourself, let somebody know that you're going, just in case you get stuck out there. Always a good idea when you're hiking. And then you will get those amazing views that 11 had in the finale episode. And there is some folklore behind these waterfalls, which is really, really interesting. This is written by a Icelandic native and travel blogger, Regina Hrun. This is going to be the episode where I can't pronounce anything. Ragnarsdottir. Okay. So the legend is there used to be an ogress who lived here, which is, I guess, a female ogre. And these are written in some folk stories, a collection of folk stories that have been published. And it was once, the name of this waterfall was once called Fjorsafor before receiving its current name in 1912. So this ogress lived on trout, which she caught in the waterfall. The legend is that once a teenage boy was traveling with others, he threw a rock into the river, and that night the ogress went to the tent where the travelers were sleeping, and she got mad, I guess, and tried to pull the boy out of the tent by his legs. His friends pulled him in the other direction by the upper part of his body. After a lot of fighting and tussling, the ogress finally gave up and let the boy go, but the boy was bedridden for a whole month from just being mangled by the ogress. Now, what is the point of that folktale? I have absolutely no idea. I don't know what the moral of that story is. Don't go throwing rocks into rivers. I believe another folktale is don't go chasing waterfalls. That might be something else. I might be confusing the two. I don't know what the point of the story is. I didn't really see a moral, but if you've seen one, you let me know. You just tweet at me at Fox Nomad, or send me an email, podcast@foxnomad.com. Let me know what you think. So that is the legend there. And now we're going to talk about the third waterfall, because if you've seen the Stranger Things finale, you know that Mike was talking about a third waterfall that he imagined, that he and Eleven would escape to a place with three waterfalls. In the finale, you only see two. However, if you look, like, well, if you screen grab it in 4K and then you zoom in a bunch, you will see this thin white line, which is not a third waterfall really, but it is kind of. And there is actually a third waterfall that is about a 50-minute drive away. So it's still in the same valley, it's still in the same area, but the drive is about 50 minutes. So if you look at the screen grab, I've told you it's early, okay? So just, you know, we're leaving all the errors in. That's how 2026 is going to roll. Okay, so if you look at the screen grab, you do see this little white line, which is a little bit of water flowing from there, but it could be just runoff from snow melt. We don't know. But 50-minute drive, like I said, it might be this third waterfall that they caught in the scene, because, you know, when we talk about 50 minutes, it seems like it's very far away. But you have to remember that this is sort of in a valley. And if you look at if you've seen the Stranger Things finale, you know that, you know, if you could just drive straight to the third waterfall, it'd probably be like a 10-minute drive. But you have to go around this massive canyon valley. So that's what takes so long. So the third waterfall is there. It is a 50-minute drive. It is called Hjolparfoss, which is a smaller one, and it has a twin waterfall plunge that goes into the pool at the bottom. And you can also visit here. It has a picnic area, and in the background, a lot of people go there for picnics around the waterfall. And it is also close to Reykjavik. It is total, it's about, you know, 2.5 hours if you drove to both of them. So you would go to the first two. That's about 1 hour and 50 minutes. Hang out there, and then you drive another 50 minutes to the third waterfall. Maybe have a picnic if the weather is permitting, and then you drive back. And yeah, so you can go to these places. Now, if you are not staying in Reykjavik, if you're staying in other places, the towns of Selfoss, Hella, and Fjordur, those three towns which are nearby, you can rent things like a guest house, a farmhouse. They have cabins there. It's really, really beautiful. They have campgrounds there in the summer as well, so you can go camping. It's really, really beautiful. And you might know that, you know, Iceland pops up a lot in various television shows because it does not look like planet Earth. When I visited there, I always felt that it was like a different planet. The landscapes there are just so different from everywhere else on Earth, at least that I've seen. It's really beautiful. Game of Thrones did a lot of filming there, a lot of movies filmed there. So it's really nice that Stranger Things went there. I think they found a really gorgeous spot. When I was first watching, I thought, man, maybe this is Scotland. I first thought it was like maybe Scotland or Ireland. I didn't think Iceland, but now when I found out, it totally made sense. So there you go. So around the area too, if you go, there is there are two things you should know. The best photo opportunities are June and July because they have such long days there. So the golden hour, you know, when the sun is rising or setting, you get that golden light. In the northern, the higher up you go north, the longer that lasts. And if you go in the summer, you get that golden hour is like golden, like 3 hours, because it's so, you know, the sunset is really, really, really long. So it is an especially beautiful time to go. Same thing in the winter. I mean, you can go there around dusk. It's not going to get super bright anyway during the day in the winter, but you might catch the northern lights, and that would be an amazing photo as well. So those are the two times that people recommend. Now, if you go in the autumn, you'll see some of the foliage around changing colors. That's also another time to go. Really, really beautiful. If you haven't been to Iceland, highly recommend it. It's such a beautiful place. And there's also a Viking Age farm site, which is nearby in the farmlands that are there. It's called Gain. You can go there, and it's also very close by. There are also pools and waterfalls there too. I don't know if there are any ogres or ogresses, but you can check it out. There you go. That's just a little travel story from the latest episode of Stranger Things. I saw that and I thought, let me find out more about this place and share it with you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know what you think. Have you seen the Stranger Things finale? What did you think of the finale? What did you think of the location where they filmed it? I thought it was beautiful. I thought they had an episode with so much, you know, like green screen and AR wall and computer graphics that I was like, it's really nice to see somewhere that is actually real. And I think a lot of people thought it wasn't real because there were so many CG elements in the rest of the episode. And now you know it is a real place that you can go and visit. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. Let's start out 2026 amazing and great. If you haven't in a while, or if you haven't ever, wherever you listen to podcasts, especially if it's Spotify, especially if it's Apple Podcasts, if you could leave a 5-star rating, you just need to scroll down to the bottom, leave those 5 stars, and add a small couple words, a review, hopefully a positive one. Or if you hate me also, you can write that too. That really helps us get the word about the show out. I was just checking the statistics. I say this a lot, and I mean it every single time. We keep breaking records on the Fox Nomad Podcast. December was the biggest month for the Fox Nomad Podcast ever. It was the biggest month ever. And I really appreciate all of your support. Thank you all for listening. And just, your comments and everything that you do to support the show. Thank you all so much. And until the next episode, I hope you have a great rest of your day.